If you've been involved in a financial dispute in Australia, you're probably not alone. And now there's a one-stop shop to handle these sorts of issues. It's called the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, and it was established last year. Well, the former Howard government minister, Helen Coonan, has been appointed as the first chair. Ms Coonan is also on the board of the gaming company Crown Entertainment, but says she'll manage any real or perceived conflicts. She spoke to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
I want to say that I'm very honoured to have the chair's role in defining and shaping the new Australian Financial Complaints Authority. It's designed to be a new one-stop shop for the resolution of financial disputes, very much focused on consumers and small business.
Now, this is likely to be a mammoth task given the number of complaints we see now and more expected to emerge from the Financial Services Royal Commission, I'd imagine.
What this body is designed to do is to be an important plank in the government's financial sector reforms, and clearly the reforms and the government's steps that it's put in place and the Royal Commission will no doubt throw up some matters that will be of great interest and importance to this body. Scrutiny shining the light on the industry more broadly.
The authority doesn't start receiving disputes until November this year, so as you say, there could be something of an overlap from the Royal Commission as it moves into its final months.
Obviously, getting all of the existing claims dealt with and some transferred to the new entity will take time, and consumers have been delayed in many respects for far too long, and the aim of this body is that it will make it much easier for consumers and small businesses to deal with their problems with financial providers.
Now, the authority was part of Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison's strategy to avert a royal commission, but do you see that as all just political history now?
Was always going to be part of the general sector reforms, and I don't see that it's inconsistent at all with having a commission into the financial sector more broadly. This has got a very specific remit.
So what powers will you have to resolve the many disputes, and will you be able to refer cases to other authorities, and what powers of compensation will you have?
Well, they're very extensive powers of compensation, because I can say that ACFA's general monetary limit of $1 million and a compensation cap of $500,000 almost doubles the existing limit. And of course, it's unlimited for superannuation disputes. For example, with primary production businesses, they'll be able to receive compensation of up to $2 million for disputes relating to, for, say, a small business credit facility that's of an amount up to $5 million. So they're significant amounts.
You've had a distinguished career in politics as one of John Howard's senior ministers. Post-politics, you're on a number of boards, including James Packer's Crown Resorts, where you're a non-executive director. But are you concerned about any perceived conflicts there?
Well, I don't consider that any of my current roles will give rise to a conflict of interest. Obviously, I've considered it very carefully before agreeing to this appointment, and obviously, due diligence has been done. But if in the hypothetical event that any conflict arose, well, in those circumstances, you can obviously manage disputes.
But say, for example, a financial institution gives someone a loan rightly or wrongly, and the money is then used for gambling, say, for example, at Crown, what would you do then?
Well, I think we have to just be alert to the fact that you have declarations of interest when you're on any company board. You maintain these registers as a continuous disclosure, and if you become aware of any conflict, well, obviously you then deal with it by stepping aside from any decisions about that. But I think that that would be a very difficult thing to trace. But let's see how we go. I don't anticipate that there'll be any interaction between the authority and any of my current roles.
The Financial Complaints Authority will be funded by the financial services industry, banks and superannuation funds. Now, your board will be independent, of course, but does that particular funding model create any perception problems?
Well, I mean, obviously, you wouldn't be able to have a board because everybody has got bank accounts, superannuation and insurance, and I will be the independent chair. I do have some considerable experience of managing how these kind of perceptions and issues work.
Helen Coonan, the newly appointed chair of the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. She was speaking to the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.